Hello and welcome to the page navigation tutorial of the iOS and VoiceOver tutorials. Now, am I the only one who thought that sounded a bit repetitive? Maybe it did, who knows. This is the second to last tutorial, and in this one I'm going to teach you the four gestures that you need to know for scrolling pages. Now, this can be a little bit confusing for someone who hasn't had vision before. For those of you who went blind perhaps later in life, or once you'd had it for a while, this will make a lot of sense. For those who have been blind from birth, it should make sense, but you might get a little bit confused. Don't worry, I got confused at first. So, first of all, let's open up our home screen. Unlock. Bosh.
Translate.
Double tap to back to the home screen.
Home. There messages. One unread.
Shush. Now, there are two ways that pages are displayed, and I sighed there, you may notice, because I wish I could give you a bit of consistency, but apps do it differently. Some apps have pages set up like a book, and in this regard, you swipe left or right. Other apps have them set up with one continuous long page, in which case you scroll up or down. This is a three-finger gesture, and you can either do that with the fingers closed or the fingers open. As previously discussed, I prefer to do it with three fingers open. So, the home screen
page 2 of 3
is set
Translate
up
home.
Like
page
the book.
1 of 3 messages.
Now,
one unread.
This is where it might get a little bit confusing. To scroll to the next page, you swipe from right to left. To scroll to the previous page, it's left to right. So, to scroll to page 2 from page 1, I'm going to go right to left.
Page 2 of 3
and
Translate.
Then to get to page 3, right to left.
Top page 3 of 3 then NHS COVID-19.
You can hear the app I've got there. And to scroll the other way, to from page 3 to 2, I go from left to right.
Page 2 of 3, Translate, Home. Page 1 of 3, Messages, Calculator.
Shush. Now, as I say, this might be a little bit confusing, but there's a really good way of remembering this. Imagine you've got a book in front of you, or even better, grab a book. Any book will do. And open it to a page. If you want to go to the next page, you reach across to the left, take hold of the page, and turn it to the left. So you reach over to the right, take hold of the page, switch it over to the left. And it's the same gesture with VoiceOver. If you want to go to the next page, swipe from the right to the left. Similarly, if you want to go to the previous page, you take the page in your, to the left, and then you bring it over to the right. And similarly, if you want to go to the previous page, you swipe from the left to the right with three fingers.
No.
Shush. Now, the other gesture is obviously the scrolling up.
Spotlight, Siri search, messages, one unread message, eight items, messages, one unread message.
And it's scrolling up with three fingers and scrolling
calendar,
down with three fingers.
Eight item,
now,
insertion point
as you can hear, VoiceOver is getting a bit confused. And that's
messages,
because,
one,
shush, that's because, the home screen is the book layer, it's the left to right, but other apps will use the continuous page where you swipe up to go to the previous and scroll down with three fingers to go to the next. Same gesture, different direction. Three fingers, swipe up, swipe down. And if you listen, in fact what I'll do, I'll turn off speech.
Speech off.
That's the three finger double tap, and I will just scroll between pages. He says, as you can tell, I don't do this very often. And she will make that same sound as if you'd activated an app. And when speech is on, there's also a very slight high note to denote turning of pages. Now,
speech on.
You might think that's it, job done, right? But there's actually one more thing I want to talk to you, especially about the home screen. As you've heard, I've got three pages to my home screen because I've got so many apps. And there's another way to navigate these pages. If you tap into the dock is at the bottom of the screen. Shush. Tap at the bottom of the screen.
Mail.
you'll hear mail. Now, if you swipe back a couple times, that's to the left.
Safari, phone, page 1 of 3, adjustable. Adjust value down or scroll left to show today view. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
As you heard there, VoiceOver has just told us how we can adjust this. And I can swipe up with one finger.
Page 2 of 3.
Because I'm increasing the value, so I'm swiping up.
Page 3 of 3.
And that's shifting the pages as well. That's the gesture that I tend to use to navigate pages. And again, swipe down.
Page 2 of 3. Page 1 of 3.
And that's how I tend to navigate. And that will work in iBooks as well. On most books, there's a scroller just after the book text which you can use. So, that's the page navigation tutorial. Again, hopefully useful. Hopefully all the tutorials have been useful. And there is one more episode to go. But it's not really a gestures one. It's just a more kind of a roundup. So, I hope you've enjoyed, and hopefully see you in the final tutorial. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.